KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelei Kinnean, and it's 9:02. While the arrival of the valuable king salmon has been late to the Unalakleet and Shaktulik rivers, and despite poor Chinook runs throughout the state of Alaska, Fish and Game forecast the runs in the southern Norton Sound to see an improvement over the past 2 years. However, Fish and Game area biologist Scott Kent says this year will probably have the latest salmon runs on record. The water temperature in the heart of the Norton Sound is just now starting to rise, and they're finally seeing a few salmon enter the Unalakleet River, where there is a test net and two counting towers. There are a number of reasons why they forecast an improvement this year. King salmon are typically out to sea for 5 years. Kent says Fish and Game had an early closure back in the sub-districts in 2007.
That year, we hit the midpoint of our escapement goal range, and the data collected last year showed that that brood year is actually having pretty good survival and good year class strength.
Kent also says that last year there were a lot of four-year-old or Jack Kings in the Unalakleet and North River, where there are two counting towers and one test net.
So we saw a high proportion of four-year-olds, and usually you get kind of excited when you start to see that, and that usually bodes well for the next 2 years, since the majority of king salmon return as age 5 and older, usually age 5 and 6. So we're thinking it's going to be improved this year with the hope that we might be able to avoid an early closure to the subsistence king salmon fishery.
Runs throughout the state have come in much lower than forecasted, and salmon have been slow to show up in the Kuskokwim, Nooshigak, and Yukon rivers. On Tuesday, 9,000 kings passed the pilot station sonar.
They're still way below where they want to be. They're projecting out to be one of the worst runs on record, but it seems to be picking up quite a bit over the last couple of days.
And the customary number of kings that hit the cutting tables is 3,000 in Unalakleet, with a bit more than 1,000 in Shaktulik. Fish and Game is hopeful to see half of those numbers taken by subsistence users, but their first goal takes precedence.
The first immediate goal, which you're trying to do, is meet your escapement needs so you can provide for future returns. And then above that, we want to try to get back to what's the historical level of customary use, and for Unalakleet, it's about 3,000.
As of yesterday afternoon, two kings were spotted at the counting tower on the Unalakleet River, with a few caught in fishermen's nets. Senator Mark Begich will travel to Bethel to see the damages stemming from the poor Chinook salmon runs in western Alaska. Begich will be traveling to Bethel next week to host a roundtable discussion on July 2nd to get information from community leaders and fishery managers.
They'll obviously be there firsthand and see the impact on the Chinook salmon run for the YK district and get some feedback, but also tell them some of the things we're trying to do. We recognize there's some budgetary issues with regards to the management and with the subsistence board and some other items, so I want to kind of go through that with them.
Ellen Knockier reports Begich has also sent a letter to Interior Secretary Ken Salazar, asking that the Interior Department draw back from proposed funding cuts that would impact the Alaska Subsistence Management Program. Begich points out in his letter that he doesn't believe Interior can meet the goals of the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act or implement the recommendations of the department's review of the subsistence program without increased funding. And Woody Salmon wants to be your representative for House District 39. He'll be running against incumbent Neil Foster in a Democratic primary this August. Salmon serves as a House rep in the old District 6 for 6 years, representing interior communities as well as communities along the Kuskokwim and Yukon Rivers.
Being down in Juneau for 6 years, I understand the issues that covers almost the state of Alaska. So whether you represent the interior or the coastal areas, basically the big issues affects almost the state of Alaska. I mean, you're talking about high oil prices, you're talking about jobs, money going to the school districts and stuff like that. And I mean, that's statewide.
The new District 39 forms a giant horseshoe around Fairbanks and Anchorage, stretching from the Canadian border along most of the Yukon and all the way to the Bering Sea. With the redistricting, almost all state representatives and senators up for re-election are facing primary challengers. For a full map of the new districts, visit the news page at KNOM.org. And to hear more from candidate Woody Salmon and what he wants to do as your representative for District 39, listen to Profiles after the 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. weather. We'll have a profile with Neil Foster tomorrow. The Federal Bureau of Land Management says that it has already cleaned up two of what are called legacy wells this year in the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska. Dave Donaldson reports work on a third one is unlikely this year unless another avenue of funding comes through. The old well sites are owned by the federal government and were among 137 drilled between 1944 and 1981. Most of them were abandoned and are out of compliance with state and federal environmental standards. Only 16 have been satisfactorily cleaned up. KJ Mashovic with the Bureau of Land Management says remediation work on the Umiat 6 and 7 wells were completed this spring. Umiat's located about 100 miles south of Prudhoe Bay. However, she says the Ico Bay No. 1 well near Barrow is leaking natural gas and is at the top of the agency's list of wells that need plugging. Ico Bay 1 is the agency's top priority for remediation.
In the relative vicinity of that well, there are additional wells that we might be able to look at maximizing cost efficiency. So BLM is putting together different packages with different options to send to Washington for consideration on possibly getting more than just the Ico Bay well plugged as part of a plan.
Anchorage Republican Sharice Millett sponsored a resolution that the legislature passed this year, noting the more than $9 billion the federal government has received in leases for NPRA and asking the properties be remediated. Millett says 48 of the wells are completely out of compliance based on federal and state standards, with nothing having been done on them, and several have been badly plugged. She says the BLM has to understand that the state will not relax until all the well sites are clean. She says a current list of the wells and remediation costs is not available, although the BLM status report is expected to be released sometime in the next fiscal year. The price of gold in New York is down $20.90 an ounce to $1,554.30. An ounce of silver is down 56 cents to $26.48, and a pound of zinc at 81 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 landed in Nome ahead of schedule at 8:58 and is expected to depart to Anchorage on time at 9:47. It is unofficially 48 degrees at the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.